Coming up on The Source, San Antonio's homeless know the streets perhaps a little bit too well, but now they're being given a chance to experience the streets of San Antonio in a different way through running.
The idea is you start exercising, you start feeling better about yourself, you start getting stronger, then those things that are struggles are easier. You can push through them. You have that belief in yourself. You know what? I can do this.
It's a program called Street to Feet. It empowers the homeless by encouraging them to run, get fit, and experience the thrill of victory. This Saturday, many of the Street to Feet participants will graduate with their first race, the Toyota Street to Feet 5K. We'll hear how the program works, how it helps the homeless clients regain their self-confidence and improve their mental function through running. That's coming up on The Source, but first, the news.
The Source is made possible in part by a grant from the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.
This is The Source, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. The problem of homelessness is massive and complex. It's impossible to find a cookie-cutter solution that's going to solve the problem for one and all. But San Antonio is dealing with the issue with Haven for Hope by providing shelter, counseling, and help with finding work for many of their clients. But for some of the homeless, they are finding the road back from living on the street by lacing up a pair of shoes and beginning to run. One local nonprofit called Street to Feet is providing the needed encouragement, training, rewards, and gear for their clients looking to reclaim their health and rebuild their self-confidence and self-discipline needed to make it. Street to Feet is holding a celebratory 5K race this Saturday for runners and walkers. The starting line is at the First Presbyterian Church at 404 North Alamo, and the run begins at 8 a.m. There's more information about Street to Feet and the 5K on our website at tpr.org. Elizabeth Rosenblum is the director of Street to Feet, and she says she gets strange reactions sometimes when she explains her homeless running program.
You know, I've gotten a little bit of everything. I think initially people are probably surprised and maybe don't get the concept very well. But of course, when I explain it and I'm pretty passionate about it, then it tends to make a little bit more sense. And especially people who are familiar with exercise and running and know the benefits. Because if you know the benefits, and I think pretty much anyone that does exercise gets it.
Yeah, if you're a runner, you know automatically, like, yeah, there's a lot of benefits to that. But if you're a non-runner, you're just not going to get it.
Right. Yes, I do agree. That's a tough one. So basically what we say is that Street to Feet is a 5K training program, but we're really after more than that accomplishment. We love that accomplishment because that's important. We need to set goals and work towards things. But what we're really interested in is in how the exercise benefits our health and spirit, body, and soul. Like it strengthens us physically, but then we don't just stay strong physically. We draw on that strength for other situations, and specifically the people in our program. A lot of them aren't used to success, or they're not used to success, you know, more recently. So it's an opportunity for them to feel it and then draw on that, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. You know, that success breeds success.
Exactly.
And if you can look back, if I manage to run 1 mile, then I can do more.
Exactly. And that's it. And our program does, it's pretty conservative, and we do start out pretty simple. You know, if people are walking, we say, come and walk. And our goal is for 30 minutes. We want you moving for 30 minutes. It doesn't matter if you're walking, jogging, running, or a combination of those things. One of the things that's so exciting and fun to watch is for people to move from, gosh, you know, I'm just a walker, I've never run, I'm not an athlete, and then seeing them be able to, you know what, I think I can add a little bit of running now. And then a few weeks later, they get to look back and see where they've come. And those sound like little successes, but they're not. They're pretty big.
Well, let's talk about some of the people that participate in your event. It's these are homeless people. Is that
okay? Yes.
And so they have a lot of challenges. I mean, you know, in
right.
running and getting physically fit, maybe not the top of their list.
You're exactly right. I think people who are struggling with homelessness, at any stage of it. Health is probably hasn't been a priority, and it probably isn't now. So that's another thing that our program does, is just introduces the idea that health is really not a luxury that I think kind of culture and society puts out. It's accessible, and it's also a necessity. So that's not mutually exclusive from what you're going to do. If I need to get a job, then I don't have time to exercise. No, the idea is you start exercising, you start feeling better about yourself, you start getting stronger, then those things that are struggles are easier. You can push through them. You have that belief in yourself. You know what? I can do this.
How do you recruit people to take part in the program?
So initially, when we first started, and that was 6 years ago, and that's when SAM Ministries had their building over on Commerce, and literally what I would do is walk through the halls and ask people to come with me. And initially people would go, like, they would see me and turn the other way.
They would recoil in horror. That's what they
would. Yes, yes. And some of them would tell me, you know what, I thought you were crazy. But you kept coming. So part of it was building the trust. But now it's really word of mouth. We don't have to recruit at all. People bring their peers. And then they come, and I love to find out, you know, how'd you hear about it? What do you think the program is about? And we get some interesting stories, but most of them stay. Not everybody, but most of them stay. And
so let's talk about how you got started. You said 6 years ago?
Yeah. So a girlfriend of mine and I were doing some street tacos on the street, feeding some people on the street. And my friends just wasn't satisfied with kind of giving someone food and then that's it. And so she came to me with the idea of a running program. She'd read about it. There's a big running program in Philadelphia called Back on My Feet. And she gave me the Runner's World magazine. And I literally, being a runner and having a huge heart for this population, I wept when I read the article because I knew it was so right on. It was just perfect. Like, that's what we need to do. So we took it to SAM Ministries. And their boldness to accept kind of a random program and a couple of volunteers saying, you know, we want to come do this. They said, okay, we'll let you try. I think they liked our enthusiasm but didn't really quite know where it would lead. But it's been a fantastic partnership since then.
And were you a runner at the time?
Yes, yes. I've been a runner for about 22 years now.
Right.
On and off. You know, I run more at different times. But
sure. But a lot of miles.
Yeah, a lot of miles.
And so you decided we're going to do this. It's one thing to read something in a magazine, then be inspired and have the idea, but then to actually do it. That's amazing.
I completely agree. And, I think what we just did, I think part of it is we didn't know any better. So we just thought, yes, this is fantastic. You know, I love to run. I know the benefits of running. It's been a topic that I read a lot about, and I know it personally, and I think a lot of runners kind of get that intuitively. There's so much research right now that talks about the benefits, so I was all over that. But we just kind of went out and did it, and I think because it did start small, I mean, sometimes it would just be one person that I would be dragging sometimes out there. But what I found was that one person was how it was supposed to be that day, because that person needed someone to listen to or just be with or needed that personal encouragement. And so we just kind of kept doing it, and it has grown and has been an absolute blast. I'm just so surprised that I get to do it. Every time I leave, it's just something fun and special.
Now, running doesn't take a lot of equipment, but it does take shoes and towels and running,
right,
shorts and stuff. Do you have all those things? How does that work?
Okay, that's a good question. So you're right. Running doesn't take a lot, but it does take shoes. And that's one of the things we try to educate our participants on is that running is accessible. Walking is accessible. It doesn't matter where you are, what type of shelter you have. You can always take control of that part of your life and go exercise. But the great thing about the community is that we have been overwhelmed with shoes. We ask for donated shoes, and we've had some shoe stores in town. I Run specifically has probably donated over 1,000 used tennis shoes. And they're in great shape. I mean, some of, you know, occasionally we can't use them, but most of them, for the most part, are in great shape, and our folks have tennis shoes. The first day they come, they get a pair of tennis shoes, a water bottle, and, you know, we review our program, but that's the first thing we get, as long as we have their shoe size. So they're pretty set the first day they come.
You're listening to The Source on KSTX. We're talking with Elizabeth Rosenblum. She's the director of Street to Feet, a San Antonio running program that helps the homeless get back on their feet. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll hear about their special 5K race happening this Saturday. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about the benefits of running and how one local nonprofit is working with the homeless to help them run, get fit, and develop those life skills that come as a benefit of running. Elizabeth Rosenblum is the director of Street to Feet. So it's a 5K, which is about 3 miles.
Yes.
And so that's what you're shooting for.
But, right.
And whether you run it or walk it or what pace, doesn't matter?
No, it doesn't matter. We say our goal really for each, we train 4 days a week, and we say we want the goal for each training is to move for 30 minutes. I mean, we're going to encourage different people. People are at different levels, so we know where to say, okay, you need to push it up a little bit. You know, you need to start doing some more running or some intervals. But for the most part, it's 30 minutes and with the goal of completing the 5K. So about every other month, we have people registering for 5Ks in the community so they can experience that as a goal.
And you have a 5K coming up on Saturday, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute.
Okay.
Let's address the benefits of running, which if you don't run, you may not realize. I mean, aside from the fact that you lose some weight and you're going to feel better and look better, there are some research shows us that there is some very specific and precise things that it does to a mental function when you become a runner.
You're exactly right. And that's one of my favorite things to research and to read on. And what's great is I had mentioned before, I think people knew that. Like, they knew, oh, you run and you feel better, your energy is better, you sleep better, all those things that affect quality of life. But what's so fun right now is that so much research is coming out, and they're not only telling us, yes, that does happen, but why it's happening and what is actually happening in our brain. And because our brain runs the rest of our body, that's really exciting to know running affects that. So, of course, we're going to feel good physically when we run, but then it takes it to another level. And that's really kind of reignited my interest in continuing to exercise, because I know I'm pretty strong, and I know that my cardiovascular system and my lungs are strong, but what I want to do is just keep my cognitive ability strengthened, and that's something that running does also.
Right, and it's not just being able to do your multiplication tables, but it's also, you know, your self-discipline and your executive function, which can be very difficult when you're out on the street, living homeless, just going day to day and trying to tackle simple things and plan ahead. It's very tough.
You're exactly right. And they've showed that stress can alter and disrupt executive functioning of the brain, which affects our memory, problem solving, and decision making. So if you, like you said, if you're struggling with homelessness and you're struggling with problem solving and decision making and memory, then stress is going to compound that. The great thing about exercise is that even a 30-minute session of exercise can improve that area of your brain. And then, of course, the results are cumulative. If we keep exercising and we keep running, then they see the improvement overall in that area of the brain, which is so important just to daily functioning.
And I guess your clients, people who participate in the program, some of them are dealing with substance abuse issues, they're in recovery. And I'm amazed at the number of the people I've come across in my running experiences, the people who have become, you know, are in recovery and they use running as a way to deal with that.
Yeah, and actually probably about 75% of our participants are going through a recovery program at the time. And actually running, there's research that shows that people who include regular exercise, specifically running, have a 75% higher recovery rate than people who don't exercise and go through recovery. To me, that's just a no-brainer. If you're going through recovery, then that needs to be a part of your daily routine.
So you're really throwing these people a lifeline when you come out there and say, here's a pair of shoes, come run with me.
Yeah, and the funny thing is that because, you know, I love this and I can talk about it and, they get kind of tired of me. They're not really interested in the details. All they're interested in and what they actually get to experience is, you know what, I feel better. Like, details are great, but what I know is what I feel, and I actually feel better. So it's kind of that experiential learning, I guess, if you will.
So with the people who participate in the program, as they hit milestones, do they get like feedback, like rewards, or how does that work?
They actually do. We have an incentive program, and one of the things we're looking for is obviously consistency. And so we have a 10 in a row, people who come to training 10 in a row without missing, and that ends up being about 3 weeks of exercise, and they're eligible to win a Subway gift card to be able to go and get a healthy sandwich. Of course, we encourage them not to get the Philly steak, but to get load up on the veggies. But we know that once they've done 10 in a row, they're starting to feel some of that internal benefits. And then one of our favorite incentives is that if people complete 30 miles within 30 days, they're eligible to get a bus pass. And those are great because they're so needed. People need them for doctor's appointments. People need them for job interviews, for classes, for jobs. So that's a really hot ticket in our program. And people get it every month. We have people earning it. We even have walkers that earn it. So, we tell people you don't have to be a runner. Don't get caught up in that. We just want you moving. We want the benefit of exercise.
And you're just a little local nonprofit, how big is the nonprofit? How do you sustain?
Well, I tell you what, we actually have partnered with SAM Ministries since we started, and we have gotten a lot of support from SAM. So we are small, though, because sometimes it's just me, but we've just recently hired a part-time person that I'm really excited about. And then, of course, we have some regular volunteers who come regularly on whatever day that they can come. That has really helped and supported us.
Well, let's talk about the 5K that's going to be happening this Saturday.
Okay.
So where is it?
Okay, so our 5K, it's a downtown route, but it starts at First Presbyterian Church downtown, and that's on North Alamo. It's just a couple of blocks from the Alamo. But it's a great downtown course. We get to run through a lot of the fun landmarks in San Antonio. And it's a great, for people who care about races, it's a flat course. It should be pretty fast. My favorite part is that it's pretty.
Is it a timed?
It's timed. Mm-hmm.
With
it's
chips?
Chip time. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That means, though, that whenever you cross the starting line, the computer knows when you finish.
Exactly. And then you can, I love for our participants, for a lot of them will be running their first 5K on Saturday.
So it's like a graduation for them.
It is. It's so fun. That's my favorite thing to watch is people accomplish that goal. And when they're out there, the energy is just so fun. People are healthy and happy, and it's just such a good energy. But what I love to tell our participants is save your number. You're going to have your time, write the date and the time on the back of your number, and you keep that as a memory, and you look back on that, and you remember that. So it's a lot of fun.
So this is the Toyota Street 2 Feet 5K?
Yes, they're our title sponsor, and they've been, this is the third year that they'll be our title sponsor.
And so if I want to participate and I haven't pre-registered, can I register in the morning?
Absolutely. You can register race day. It'll go up to $35, and people can still register at sam.org up until Thursday at noon for the $25 rate. But after that, you can go race day. And people can also register at our packet pickup, which is going to be at the Tri Point YMCA on Friday from noon to 6.
And about how many people will be in the 5K, you think?
We're hoping for over 1,000. The last couple of years, we've had 1,000, close to 1,000 registrants. But the last couple of years, we've had a little bit of rain. So this year, it looks to be beautiful, crisp, cool morning. So we're hoping to break the 1,000 runner mark.
And is this a fundraiser for Street to Feet?
It's a fundraiser for FSAM Ministries, and then we benefit definitely from those funds. And so much of what we are able to do, this race helps with funding our incentives that we spoke about a little bit earlier. And sometimes we do need socks, or if we do need a pair of shoes. And a big part of where our money goes is to enter 5Ks in the community. We have a lot of races that will support our racers and sponsor them, but, you know, we may have 25 participants in a 5K, so that funding comes in handy for that.
And, you know, standing at the finish line and watching people come across, it's so invigorating and inspiring. And you're going to have some people come across in that finish line doing a 5K. You know, months ago, they never would have thought they were able to accomplish that.
Exactly.
And exactly. Just, their faces are just going to be amazing. And just the body language of just triumph.
Yes, you get it. You've seen it, obviously. It is so fun. It is so special. It's my favorite part. I can even get a little distracted on race day because I'm just, you know, watching those people come across and screaming for them and knowing what, you know, what they've done, what they've accomplished. It's pretty special.
Elizabeth Rosenblum is the director of Street to Feet, a local nonprofit that helps the homeless by running. There's more information about Street to Feet and the 5K on our website at tpr.org. You've been listening to The Source on KSTX. Wayne Coble is the TPR program director. Chris Udaly is our web producer. Paul Flav is in charge of TPR operations. We get production help from Catherine Dixon. I'm David Martin Davies. Check us out online at tpr.org. The Source is a production of KSTX, Texas Public Radio.